topics to discuss on your side?
No, that first Kalakali Palina in India speaks about the path of bhakti being strewn with countless thorns in the age of Kali. So what exactly are those countless thorns?
What's the verse?
Kalakali Palina.
Oh, the Prabhupada Saraswati. Kantaka Koti Rutha. Ha ha padami kalam kimaham karomi chaitanya chanta vina rakitam karoti. It's Kali Yuga. Symptoms of Kali Yuga. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy can protect one from all of the horrible things that are going on unlimited illicit activities, sinful activities that go on, that are just taken for granted, that's part of life, the temptabilities that happen all around us, and in the meantime we're in a low circumstance and we're trying to get the highest thing. It's really testing. And it's testing for people who come from that low background. It's very, very difficult for us. But Lord Chaitanya is very kind, and he sympathizes with the circumstances. It's not an unreasonable God. But rather he's very understanding, and that's why he's making concessions. All you have to do is chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam, follow the Mahajans, and the result, the blessings come. So that's Lord Chaitanya's mercy, Lord Chaitanya's grace. The result is also unprecedented. Krishna prema vidayate. So we're in a good situation, and we should recognize that good fortune.
It's there,
but Vrajabhakti is very rare, and it's very very difficult to attain. So, in terms of what's publicized, and it's not publicized, it's a very confidential thing. So it's there in other ages, but for now in this age, it's the public benefit, accessible, available to everyone. Therefore, you see Radha Krishna altars everywhere. In previous ages, you didn't even see Radha generally. You would just see Krishna. So because that is really the topmost goal. If people are looking for the topmost goal, and fortunate enough to get Vaishnava association, then they'll come to that understanding. But all these mantras, the Mahamantras, is eternal.
Enthusiastic.
And then of course that has to do with the work that I do as well. And how I work. So Varna and Ashram. Vigrihastha, well, what does Vigrihastha mean? Does everyone make up their own rules? Or there's the Bhagavatam's lunch for what Grihastha Ashram is about. That's the ashram that gets the most attention. because that's the one that's really the basis of society. So, conditioned soul means independent on material conditions for practicing Krishna consciousness. Bhakti is not dependent on material conditions, but the practitioners are. And this, therefore, brings about, Varnashram brings about the best condition for Kanishtha and Madhyamadhikaris to practice, especially Kanishtha Adhikaris. So Srila Prabhupada had Prabhupada always preached about Varnashram and the need of Varnashram as the perfect social system. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to establish Varnashram. Prabhupada said it was half his mission. I'm sure he didn't think about half his mission towards the end of his life, or it was something new that dawned on him. The issue of whether are devotees going to set the example, who themselves are already gone beyond the stage of needing it. But it became very obvious to Prabhupada that as devotees were falling down, that devotees weren't just doing it to set the example, they actually needed it. And right now we're setting a horrible example. So we got a bad example in our guru ashram, our sannyasi ashram is improving. We got very bad examples in terms of like Grihastha ashram is so unstable. So how are we going to preach one ashram until these things actually become stabilized? And sure, bhakti is transcendental. Devotional service doesn't depend on material conditions, but we shouldn't think that, therefore, that makes us, as conditioned souls, aloof from the material conditions. It's very obvious that we're not. One just has to ask the question, well, am I transcendental? Okay.